more crucial to get these stops.
Snap back. The skeleton goes for the handoff. Partially red, but still to break through. First down is secured by the Lancers.
Man, and they almost had him in the backfield there. They almost had him. DeZorn was able to be elusive and get away, but almost wrapped up by the Gales. First down, Lancers.
It's a great play. The Gales almost ready. You're very right in that sense, but it's just the Lancers' ability just to slip through. And that's those first game jitters that we like to talk about, where you're not as set up as you may like to be. And that goes and leads and pushes you right in towards that direction. So taking place right around the Lancers' 46-yard line in motion. It's going to be another handoff. Breaks through all the way down as the Lancers look to capture yet another touchdown, but he'll be stopped just short. What a drive by the Lancers.
What a run by Joey Zorn. And that is kind of where we were thinking the running game was going to be coming from, talking about in the pregame show. He's gotten all of the crucial snaps throughout the game, and there he shows us why, with about a 70-yard run all the way down to the Gales' 6-7-yard line. Just not what the Gales needed.
That's worst case scenario for if we're being honest there. And I'm trying to see who that was that got that. That might have been Jared Seaway that went and got that last minute grab to go and prevent the touchdown. But it's the Gales are in the red zone. This is not looking good. They're trying to prevent as much as they can. Snap back, going for the handoff once again. Tied up, not going to go anywhere as the Gales burn out the clock as much as possible. And they're going to be forcing a second and what looks like four. Seven.
Lancers handed the ball off to Chris John there. I don't know if Chris John is going to be their short yardage running back or if they're just giving Zorn a much deserved rest after that long run. But wow, what a way to break open the game and right up the middle too. That was a fantastic run by Zorn. Gale's got to be tighter on that defense.
This is a real make or break here, where you got to try to hold the Windsor Lancers as much as you can, and it's going to come down to this drive right here. Snap back to Skeleton. It's good. Looking for the pass. Skies went up. It's going long. He's free as he broke away, and that's a touchdown for your Lancers.
And he was wide open. And that is the wide receiver there making the catch. That's Daniel Hector.
Great grab by Daniel, just able to break free, and the Queens are left there wondering. They're going to have a quarter to go and make this happen and turn this game around, but that is a devastating blow from the Lancers, especially after they got those 2 points from Queens conceding previously.
Yeah, the Lancers took advantage of that, though. They knew that they were up the field goal now. They could maybe be a little more aggressive and with the run play from Zorn as the kick is up and good. Now we'll see how the Gales react. I mean, they've only got about 16 minutes left to do something. I mean, that's plenty of time, and we saw how quickly they struck with from Vreeken to Camillo in the first half. But they're going to need a couple of those to make sure that the Gales get ahead. It's 23 for Windsor, 13 for Queens.
And Queens calling the timeout, 45 seconds. And I want to highlight that in regard to the sun, it does very much look like in the fourth quarter, the Gales are going to have the advantage. We're going to have the Gales currently the Gales on our right. In the fourth quarter, we're going to have the Gales to our left, Lancers on our right. And the sun is coming in from the left with a very nice shadow. It's going to be direct eye contact. So I'm really wondering exactly how these Gales can make it work for them. Ball goes skyward. Received right inside the Gales end zone. What a huge punt. Got some speed. But you're going to get tied up right around the Gales, I want to say 16-yard line. That's Windsor, just a very dominant special teams, especially with a huge boot like that one.
Yeah. And I know I was talking about how these are some crucial next few drives, but the Gales do not need to freak out yet. Okay? They don't need to take unnecessary risks on this drive. They can make the run game work with Kasari, and then maybe if they get the opportunity, have some chances for Vreeken to air it out. But we'll see coming up now as they get to the line.
Vreeken has a second to think. Trips on the right hand side. Snap back, looking for the pass, under pressure, and Vreeken's going to go down. That's a sack being recorded as the Windsor Lancers able to break through.
And that's Ethan John of the Windsor Lancers, one of their defensive backs that we talked so much about, that are definitely have the edge here in the now with the sack category, taking the first sack of the game. But not the start to the drive that the Gales needed.
It's definitely not. Alex getting set back up. Second and quite long. The last thing the Gales want to do is concede any more points. Going to fake the handoff. Has time. Running with the ball. He's going to run with it as he was given a gap and go right out of bounds. Great play by Alex as he's given the Gales a good chance in what looks like could be a first down.
He hurdled the defender there too that was going after him just as he went out of the off the sidelines.
We're going to see what this gets ruled as. I'm unsure. It could very well be ruled as a third. And it looks like special teams are making their way out.
Yep, out comes the punt unit.
Highly unfortunate, but great effort from Alex.
Yep, that sack kills him early on, though. The sack is definitely something that we thought the Gales were going to have the advantage in. And you could just see from that play how devastating it can be to your drive, especially when the Gales really could have benefited from some points.
Yeah, as we come to a close with our third quarter, I would like to once again thank our third quarter sponsor, Black Dog Hospitality. Thank you to Black Dog Hospitality for their continued support of both Gales football on CFRC and the Thursday morning Indy wake-up call. Fourth quarter action is going to be coming up just after we finish this third quarter. Are these final 7 seconds as the Gales not looking the most supported, most motivated right now. It's going to take a big play to get that energy up, get that energy rolling. But we've seen them come back from worse, and we know that this is still obtainable. Windsor has one final drive here. Or we're going to see a special team starting from Queens as they're actually going to look to concede and just wait out the rest of this half.
Anything can happen, though. That's the beauty of college football, and I think that we've seen crazier things happen. So I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not writing the Gales off yet, but they've definitely dug themselves into quite the hole.
Certainly have. Well, we are going to be quickly playing some words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more fourth quarter action.
Enjoy the best in surf and turf at Diane's at 195 Ontario Street. Diane's is where the East Coast meets Baja, Mexico. Think chowder, lobster rolls, fish and chips with tacos, ceviche, guacamole, and margaritas. Enjoy craft beers and Kingston's largest tequila collection just steps away from Kingston's gorgeous waterfront. Students get 15% off, and they have a loyalty program so you can earn points every time you dine there. Order, pickup, or delivery. Learn more at dianeskingston.com.
The Independent Wrestling Academy presents Fourth Quarter Football on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tensions are high here, Adam. They are very, yes. Very high. There's so much going on, and these Gales need to try to get themselves set up as much as possible. It's a really wild scenario going into the fourth quarter being down, and I want to see how they're going to step up. This is that make or break. When you're going against an opponent that's very easily or evenly matches you, how do you claw your way back? First quarter, we saw that the Gales were a bit slow, and now we're going to see that the Lancers are taking over from their own 35-yard line. Bad punt. Ball is down, and it's going to have to be dived on as That's the sort of lucky break that you're going to need as a Golden Gale, as the Lancers are going all the way back to their 25-yard line.
Yeah, waste of a down there. That was very beneficial for the Gales. I mean, the snaps seem to go right over the head of Skelton. But you said it right. We got to take advantage of these mistakes. The Gales have to get down there. They have to make the plays that are going to put them in position to maybe mount a comeback. Just to mention, after that concede by the Gales, it is now 25 Windsor, 13 Queens.
They got their work cut out for them.
They do.
Trying to go, and it's going to be skied up, and great coverage for the Lancers, but they're going to get tied up and going to have a whole bunch of Gales try to go and secure that tackle. And I think trying to look at who might have made first initial contact, it looks to be Justin Pace.
Yeah, there's a lot of yellow in that pile, so wouldn't be surprised. He's been everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a quick two and out.
Yeah, forcing the punt early, fantastic. Great start for the quarter. And they're going to get pretty good field position here. I mean, the Lancers are punting from around their own 15-yard line, so good opportunity for the Gales to maybe get a little bit of a return and set themselves up nicely.
We should also see the Lancers trying to burn as much of that clock as possible with every single chance they get. Quick punt, almost blocked, but it's going to be received right around the midfield mark. Breaks away from one, from two, takes the tackle from the third, but gets forced all the way back to the 53 or 54-yard line. Freaking. Great. And his squad has his work cut out for him.
Great effort. Great return from St. Arnaud. He did not get very much help from his blockers on that one. Broke off two of them before getting tackled down by about two or three Lancers. So definitely making the most out of some definitely not as impressive blocking as we've seen from the Gales before.
Next up is to see what they have cooking here. And it looks like we could have been mistaken, as it's being ruled slightly up. We're going from the Lancers 53-yard line rather than the Gales. A little bit more of an advantage. Snap back to Freakin. It's good. Has a moment. Skies one up. And it is good. What a grab. Who is that? Trainers are coming right out. We can't see who made that catch down on the field.
I think it was Quamo. I think it's Nico Quamo with that catch, but that is not good that he is down.
Quamo took the catch, had it as he went down, and secured that ball before himself as he was taking a hit.
Man, putting the body on the line to put the team... Crazy that he was able to hold on to that. That's just wow. What a catch. Good throw from Vraken too, though. Throwing stripes down the center too. What a throw.
And can we just talk about the pressure? Props to the Queens offensive line, where they were able to go, and Vraken had players surrounding him, and that ability to block just gave Vraken that extra bit of time. And we can confirm it is Nico Quamo that was down. He's up on his feet, making his way to the sideline.
That's good news. Good to see. Good to see him walk off.
High fives right along, but he looks to be okay. Going to be looked at by the trainer. We're going to try to see who has been moved into that wide receiver role. I believe it might be Quinton George, number 81, has made his way to the right side as the wide receiver. Snap back to Vreakin. Fakes the handoff. Under pressure. On a roll, looking for the pass. Tosses it up.
Oh, it's
and that
off.
Is a pick.
Heartbreaking from the Lancers. What a pick.
It was a pick. They're already on the ground. As we're seeing a very quick switch. Okay, that's unnecessary. You don't need to run all the way there.
Man. Hey, the Lancers took advantage of breaking, rolling out, and not being able to find a receiver there, but trying to make something, and I mean, you have to. With 12 minutes to go, down two scores, the Gales needed to make something out of that and tried their best, but sadly, another interception thrown by Alex Vreakin.
That one was a tough one. Caught out, and now the Lancers are taking control from their own 5-yard line. I'm trying to see who grabbed that interception. It's number 25. Always hard to find here, but
that's Robert Springer with the interception.
All right, it's going to be a quick handoff for the Lancers, breaking free right down the middle. And the Lancers already secure first down once again, right around their 30-yard line.
Big run from Chris John there, kind of giving shades of the Zorn run that we saw earlier, but definitely not as far. But Lancers just made they were down close to their own goal line. That was a good run.
Well, they got great opportunity here. The Gales needed something on that push, and you can see that they're ready and waiting. They need to make something happen here, and Skeleton's been great, hasn't thrown even anything close to through a pick in this game. Skeleton set up, once again makes the handoff, breaks free of one, but three Gales. We talked about the monsters that are there. And it does look like Silas Hubert is going to be the one to make first contact on that tackle and wrap up, as it's going to be dropped right on the 30-yard line for the Lancers. Queens' defense needs to get something going here, but more than anything, that offense needs to get rolling with some speed.
Yeah, speed. I mean, Lancers have been killing them with the speed. The run game, which has been fantastic in the second half, is definitely something that the Gales, I mean, we haven't really seen Kasari getting too many snaps out there.
Lancers doing a great job contending it. Quick snap, confirmed, shut down, and there's a fumble! Oh, being ruled out. That was a bit late, but being ruled immediately, it's going to be a quick two and out for the Lancers. Player had the ball and as they were going down, let go of it, but not being ruled as complete.
Yeah, it was a great hit by Josh McBain. He was ready for that one. And he's been all over the place, too. Him and Justin Pace have been carrying the linebackers so far in this game. But so close to being a fumble, so close to great field position, but the Lancers will punt it away.
Yeah, not too many options here for that one, and it's going to be all up to Ian St. Arnaud to go and make a great starting position for the Gales. 10:41 to go. Lined up for it. We can see how Queens can line up for the block. Punt looks to be good. Sent skyward. Fielded around the Queens 50. Center no makes his way to the left side. Has gained all the way to the 40. And he makes his way out just at the 40-yard line. Great gain of around 20 yards. We have a Lancers player down on the field.
But exactly what the Gales needed. Good return from St. Arnaud. The special teams, like you mentioned before, Zayden, playing such a crucial role in this game. Now we'll get to see what the Gales can do with it. Obviously, yes, there is the Lancer player down. Trainers are on the field.
So we have a slight delay here. But it's been great coverage for the Queen. The Queen's defense has had moments of absolute brilliance. But I do want to quickly thank our fourth quarter sponsor, the Independent Wrestling Academy. Founded in 2019, the Independent Wrestling Academy is one of Ontario's most prestigious wrestling schools. Head trainers Justin Cruzo and Kyle Ladder share over 30 years of pro wrestling experience, offering top quality training at an affordable rate. If you're looking to start a career in professional wrestling, reach out to the IWA today. All inquiries can be submitted to the Independent Wrestling Academy Facebook page. Thank you again to the IWA for sponsoring this fourth quarter of action. Queens getting set back up. Freaking ready. Even man, hand out to Kasari. Kasari breaks through the middle, forcing his way up for some extra yards before he finally gets taken down around what looks to be the 31-yard line.
Great run by Kasari. And just as I mentioned before, they got to feed him. I mean, they get him down there. He's the heart of this run game. And I think that the Gales are using him really well on this drive. We'll see if he gets it again.
He won't. Freaking going for the pass. Finds his man. Has some room. Makes his way along the side. And the Gales will confirm a first down as they go out right around the 20-yard line. And we can see a good bit of trippiness going between these two teams as it's getting to that point where it's down to the wire. And we're all students. We all understand that you got a little bit of procrastination going on, especially as we're getting back into the school year. You just got to choose your moment and make it happen when it matters most. And that is right here in that fourth and final quarter of action from the 20-yard line. Freakin' is set, grabs it, goes for a quick pass. Able to find it. Fumble on the play, and that looks to be incomplete. As the grab was not there.
Camillo had the catch on the last play and was able to get out of bounds, but not able to bring it in on that one. Freakin' was definitely looking to throw quickly, and now we'll see a crucial second down.
Freakin' needs to make something happen here. We could probably see Kasari get involved, especially after we've had these passing plays. You mentioned getting that run game involved with Kasari, trying to trip the Windsor Lancers. It looks like they might have done so, but not in this scenario. Freakin' set. Looking for a pass along the left-hand side. Player coming in. And that's a pick for the Lancers as they'll make their way back around. Players upside down.
And that is back-to-back interceptions for Robert Springer. He has been all over the place. What a game from the defense from the Lancers.
Springer just doing a phenomenal job at getting into where he's needed most. And 8 minutes to go. Springer, after making a rather celebratory run, there's a fine line, makes his way back onto the field. You know, and there's a fine line of professionalism, and it's hard to go in and transfer through. On the last pick, we saw him go and continues. The play was blown dead, and we just had to watch as he slowly jogged all the way to the end zone. Even though the play was called dead, it's just a fine line of professionalism where you can celebrate, but don't push it too far. That's my read on the situation. Snap back to the Lancers. It's going to be a handoff shut right down by the Gales defense.
Yeah, no. Springer's, and that was obviously he's walking the talk right now. He's backing up his play, and I mean, just got to credit the Lancers, man. The defense has been all over the place. We didn't really talk too much about their defensive backs and their corners, but Springer's been out there balling all game long. I don't know, with 8 minutes to go, down 12, the Gales got to get a stop here to give their offense another chance, but these interceptions have proven very costly.
Getting set back up. Pushing forward. Silas almost recording a sack, and that's a pick going the other way. It's interception for the Gales.
Oh, that is huge. Great play by the Queens defense. That looked like great pressure from Darian, from Silas Hubert, actually. And then the pick
from Ashton Miller, Melanson. Grabs up skyward. And I can see that guy's got a crazy vertical. Let me tell you, Adam. Right up, grabs it, pulls it right down. And that gives the Gales the exact time they needed. Picking things up from the Lancers 43-yard line. They can make something happen.
Yeah, great interception there. This is just needed, just what they needed. But, I mean, that proves interceptions are, it can change the game in an instant.
The Gales getting set back up. Regan there, hands it off to Kasari. Kasari breaks through. He has some speed all the way down. Shut in everything around him. Stiff arms to the face all the way down to the red zone with 2 yards to go. Kasari sees one, hand in their face. No thank you, I'm going to go all the way. And the Gales with a dangerous opportunity.
Beautiful run from Kasari. You know, he's been doing this all game. I mean, this is the Kasari that we saw last year. He hasn't missed a step, proving that he's the backbone of this Gales offense.
Set up to Kasari again. He's going to get taken down rather quick. As the Lancers are very explosive. Very happy to be where they are. 7:05 to go here as the Gales have second and it looks to be, well, if they push back, second and four. So we will see what they can get done here. But it's also a matter of speed. You want to go and stick with what you are good at.
Yeah, we got to get in the end zone here.
Even distribution. Snap back to Vreakin, looking for the pass. Has it, sends it out, and that's going to get denied.
That's Springer again, all over the place.
Springer doing a great job. He's reading the play and he's covering his man at every single turn. Enjoying the Lancers crowd that has shown up here today. Now the Gales.
This is make or break. Third down here.
Need to find something. Snap back. Freakin' looking for the pass. Goes for it.
Incomplete.
I'd have to be blown as incomplete, but there's a flag on the play here. This could change a lot depending on what is being called here. Officials discussing. We talk about calls that can turn the entire face of a game, and this is it. Waiting for it.
It's going to be pass interference. Pass interference on the Lancers. The Gales are going to get a new set of downs.
Lancers are all taking a knee. That's a huge call here for the Gales as it gives them that extra chance.
Yep. Just under 6 minutes to go. Down 12. A touchdown is a must on this drive. If they need to get back in within another touchdown. Gives them enough time.
Two and out.
And hopefully, they'll have three opportunities to do it here. So hopefully they can push this one in.
It's just about how you play it safe. I'm expecting. So the biggest problem we saw in previous years, this was not the situation you'd have Kasari in for.
Yeah.
This is when you have Anthony Soles. This would be Soles. Nine times out of 10, it'd be Soles here. Soles just had an ability to crush through and gain that small amount of yardage. It didn't need to break through because when they're all crowded together, Soles would break through. Kasari's role was when you had that big spread out, when you know you could have that run game. So this is more of a different territory. Queens lining up. And they're going to try to go and pop this one right over. Freakin' jumping for it right along the line. Waiting to see the officials call. It's a dog pile here. No officials have ruled it out yet. More discussion. Freakin' already back to his feet.
I think they're going to mark him short at the one.
Once again, second and inches.
Gale's trying for their best version of the push on that one. They didn't, not quite a tush push, but Freakin' did try to dive there on the sneak. They got two more opportunities to get this one in.
It needs to happen now. Freakin' nice and close. Grabs it. Forces in. Officials still not willing to call, and they're still calling short, being contended by the Lancers. A very tough position.
Wow, the Lancers are holding strong. Very impressive from this defensive line. But a little concerning from the Gales not being able to pick up half this half yard here at the end.
Final opportunity here. Forcing for it. Alex jumping for it. And that is through. You cannot tell me otherwise. The Gales are fighting back as they grab it. Oh, hold on. We already have one official calling it. As they're going in for discussion. They're ruling incomplete. Oh, hold on. Okay, we're good. We're good.
Yeah. Man, those are some tough hits from Vreken taking those. He took all three of those down, tried to sneak and finally get on. Yeah, third time was the charm for that one, and they'll go out for the extra point.
Props to Windsor Lancers. Oh, my goodness.
And that took a lot of time off the clock, too. That is great defense from the Lancers. Not going to give the Gales too much time here to get another touchdown.
Line it back up. Need the quick conversion here. They'll grab it. 7 right back up. And now it's time for the Gales defense to have their backs up against the wall to set everyone else up for success. We've been wrong on the amount of sacks we see this game.
Yep.
But an incredible show of force from both sides.
Yeah, especially on that stand back there from Windsor. That was a great defensive stand. They've proven that they worked on that in practice because the Gaels couldn't get through. I mean, they had what, five opportunities, like two before the penalty and then three after, and it took them five tries to get in. Very impressive stand from the Lancers. This defense is not messing around. 5 minutes to go, 5-point lead for the Lancers. I think that this is going to be one of the best endings. And I mean, this is game one of the season, so we can't ask for a better start.
Lancers getting ready to receive. Here comes the punt. That's a beautifully long punt all the way in their own end zone. It's going to trickle all the way out of play. Wow.
What a kick.
What a punt. Oh, wow. What happens now? Oh,
I mean, Zayden, that's going to be rule de rouge. That's fantastic. That's going to be one extra point added on for the Gaels. It is now a 4-point game. It really doesn't make too much of a difference in the grand scheme of things. They're still down a touchdown, but definitely looks a little nicer on the scoreboard.
It's a beautiful kick.
Yeah, man. You know, my first game, first calling my first game, Zayden, and of course we get a rouge, of course.
Thank you. You're here to translate everything here for me, but Lancers from their own 35-yard line, and we've seen them do some dangerous things here. Skeleton makes the handoff, or fakes the handoff. He'll find his man, breaks free for a first down.
And that's Joey Zorn.
Wow.
Out of the backfield again. Dangerous running game from the Lancers here.
Zorn doing an absolutely phenomenal job here tonight.
He solidified himself as, at least today and this week, the number one guy in the Lancers' backfield. We haven't seen as much of the three-headed monster as we thought. I know that was something that we were thinking we were going to see a lot of from Chris John, Zorn, and Mambo, but I've only really seen Mambo out there on some kick returns, and honestly, Skelton's been, at least in the first half, was using his legs, so.
Now, this is it's a very crazy scenario where the Lancers have a huge advantage going in here. And if the Gaels can go and properly set themselves up, looking to push for a first down as they weren't actually guaranteed it. Got a big commotion.
And the officials rule first down.
Well played. And I believe that was second in inches, correct?
Yeah.
Well, back to that first down. And in that sort of scenario, it's actually great for the Lancers. They're able to burn that much more time. That's the exact scenario.
Already down under 4 minutes. Time just keeps on ticking away. They're in no rush to get up to the line.
It comes down. We saw a huge interception on the last Windsor drive. Can we see it again? Skeleton ready for it. Snap is good. Makes the handoff. Breaks through multiple Gaels as they're left running. And there's a fumble on the play. Move the camera. It's picked back up. There's a flag on the play here. As we're not even able to see who was able to grab it.
The Lancers look like they grabbed it. But I mean, oh man, a fumble. And what a stroke of luck for the Lancers there.
Wow.
That's going to end up being about a 40-yard gain.
Especially off the fumble there, too. Just hard to see what exactly happened, how it was grabbed, what the penalty, if there was a penalty, what was called.
Yeah, I mean, I'm clueless on that play. I do think it was either picked up by Chris John or Mambo, but doesn't matter now.
Skeleton looking for it. Skies went up all the way towards the end zone. That's going to be incomplete. But they have the time. They have the freedom to be going for those crazy throws, trying to put the nail in the coffin. And when the Gaels take over, it's going to be rather close. And they do look like they are going to be in field goal contention. So we will see what they end up going for. Second down, and they're at the Gaels' 22-yard line. 2:45 here.
And if they do end up getting forced to take three, that Rouge will make a huge difference, because then the Gales only need the extra point after a touchdown if they can get down there and score.
Skelton has to run with it. Able to dodge one, but takes a second big hit by the one and only. Might not have been Justin Pace in that scenario.
That looked to be. I couldn't tell who it was down there.
Oh, it was an absolute scrum of players. But that looks to be Jeremy Hiscox, actually. That was number 46. We talked about Jeremy a few times, and I'm so glad I get a chance to talk about Jeremy, because I was able to work with him. I did a few shifts working at Q camps, and Jeremy has such an explosive personality, and amazing to see him going and making an impact out there. But it's going to be third down right around the 8-yard line. Field goal attempt. Skies it up. That does not look like it was good.
That is no good from Lidster, and it's going to be returned by the Gales.
Very tough positioning, but the Gales are taking possession right at their own 10-yard line.
Yeah, 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go. The missed field goal is huge now. It is still a four-point game.
So they have a good opportunity. They have many options here. Now Rouge proving to potentially be a game changer. And I want to highlight,
definitely,
the Gales have come from these dangerous from their own 10. And this is where we've seen Kasari shine, when he's able to break free and actually ramp up all that speed and just go flying right through. If we can see one of those highlight plays right here, Adam, this entire game, everyone's talking about the defense. And we're going to be changing things up and talking all about Kasari.
Yeah, this is going to have to be a really smart drive from the Gales if they want to get down there. They've got a long ways to go, but if anyone can do it, it's the Gales.
Vreekin over to Kasari. Kasari forced in, goes down right away. Right around the 20-yard line. Okay gain for the Gales, but not anywhere near what they wanted. Want to highlight, I also see Nico Cuomo back out there, so he is doing well. The Gales are getting set back up from the 20-yard line. Vreekin has trips on the left-hand side. Snapped, looking for the pass. Sends it out. It's good. That should be enough to secure a first down for your Gales.
And he got out of bounds too, so definitely important for the Gales. They're down around a minute 28 to go.
It's not a lot of time, Adam, but it's enough. If they make this drive worth it, we've seen them do it before.
I apologize. There's a minute 48 when he ran out of bounds.
Trips once again on the left-hand side. Nico Cuomo to the right. Quick pass from Vreekin. That's a grab right around the 35 as Vreekin begins to connect. And that was with number 13, which would be...
Logan Walton. Yep, haven't heard much of him today, but making plays when it matters.
You got to have depth within your receivers, knowing you can go to multiple. You don't always want to be going for the same guy. And the fact we've had to call so many names from these receivers is a great sign for the Gales.
Yes, especially. I mean, we've talked about the depth and how important it is, but it is important that they do have everyone step up. I mean, without really having a number one guy means that you have to have a lot of depth on this team, and I think the Gales have that. We'll see how they react going down as they continue this drive.
I'm trying to see if they were given a first down, or it's hard to tell with the angle that we have here.
Yeah, and they've got the chains on the opposite side of the camera, so really difficult to see here. I do think it is a first down.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Snap back, Vreekin looking for the passing option. Skies went up. That's incomplete. Very dangerous opportunity there. And number 16, Nathan Falcone is down right now.
That is not good to see.
Nathan Falcone being a very pivotal player in previous games.
Yeah, if anyone was going to step up and be that number one wide receiver on the Gales, I think it would definitely be him. So that is not good to see from the Gales. Hopefully he's okay. And the Gales are moving back. It looks like there was a penalty on the play as well.
This is a very tough position for them. Gales taking a knee as Falcone's being tended to. They have a few options here. Freakin is talking with Coach Steve Snyder, talking about what the options are here for this play. What can they make happen? What magical moves can they pull? By the looks of it, we can't even tell what down they're on.
I think it's going to be second and long here because I think they'll get to replay it. I believe it was a holding call that has set them back this far. I'm hoping it's second down. I'm really hoping it's second down.
But this is in these tight moments like this. This is where you got to have the play being called. Where it all comes down to these last minute decisions, the make or break.
Well, what a game it's been so far. I mean, I thought the Gales were out of it. I thought it was going to be a wash after Windsor got those two interceptions, but they fight back, getting a pick of their own, and here they are trying to charge down the field, obviously having difficulties doing that, and really not good to see the injuries here from the Gales, especially early on in the season.
Nathan Falcone, big one. We saw Nico Cuomo go down momentarily. Matt Camillo also taking some big hits.
And then even Breakin trying to get in on that on that goal line push. The Gales are getting – this has been a physical game.
We're going to talk about it in the post-game show, but the Gales' schedule this year is the worst in the OUA, without a doubt. They have the hardest schedule. No other team is going and playing away at Windsor, away at Laurier, away at Western.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's going to be a difficult year for them, and they're going to really have to make sure that they have the depth and the injury preventing. I mean, we want to prevent injuries as much as possible, but especially with the schedule that the Gales have, it's very important. It looks like Falcone was able to get off to the sideline.
Alrighty, set back up. Minute 36. Gales have been sent back. Freakin looking to sky one up. He'll be able to find it. Pushing his way forward.
I think that was Kasari on the check down.
That was indeed Kasari. This is going to be third and 10.
Yeah, now it'll be third down. This is the game here.
The Gales getting set back up. There's no punting here. There's no use in it. They're looking for a big toss. A Hail Mary even. Freakin with time. Gets wrapped up. He's going to be sacked and go down, but there's a flag on the play.
This might be working out for the Gales. I can't tell. Reekin lost his helmet, though. He took another big hit.
He goes down, officials talking. These are the type of calls that can turn the game. If you grab by the helmet, which it did look, the way it wrapped did not look normal. Okay, Windsor's going back. So it looks like a grab of the helmet, torn down, and they're going to be sending Windsor back, and the Gales have life, ladies and gentlemen. We have a chance here.
That's a game. That's a drive saver right there from the officials. But, I mean, you got to make sure that you don't hit the quarterback up high because that's where the injuries happen. And, you know, the issues with concussions and football, it's really a big deal that they penalize these plays because you got to keep the players safe and they don't need to be getting hit like that. So good call by the officials.
First down.
Let's see what the Gales can make out of it.
So 50, their own 50, and they are at first down. Freakin getting set. Looking for a long pass here. Under contention. Possibility for yet another sack. Looking for the throw. Tosses it up. Ruled as an incomplete. They're going to be going back to their own 50. Minute 17 to go here. As the Lancers defense closes in within seconds of the snap.
He's looking for the sidelines again, and that seems to be where Vreeken looks when he rolls out of the pocket. So, I mean, I think the Lancers are doing a great job covering that, but another good attempt from the Gales, but trying to give Vreeken as much time as possible to get a throw off.
Setting back up. The Gales have a little bit of time. Trips on the left-hand side. Sorry to you. Vreeken's right. Holds for a moment. Sorry, helping block. And down goes Vreeken. The Lancers defense proving dominant.
That's another big sack. That looked like the sack that just happened that just got wiped away, but it looks like that one was clean. And the Gales will have a long third down.
This is, once again, the Hail Mary scenario, 21-25. The Gales needing a touchdown to pull ahead in this match. Vreeken. Trips now looking on the right-hand side. Stacks it up. Looking for the throw. Holding. Skies one up. All the way down with coverage. It's going to be picked away. The Lancers running with it. We'll run out of play at their own 45.
And I think that was Robert Springer with the hat trick there. I think that's his third interception of the day. What a play from the Lancers. I mean, they have pressured the Gales all game, made Vreeken make mistakes, forced interceptions.
As we transition over.
Very much a hard-fought win for the Lancers.
I do want to once again thank our fourth quarter sponsor, the IWA. On Sunday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy is proud to present Wrestling School of Rock. This all-ages, family-friendly professional wrestling event will take place at the upper hall of the Spire at 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m. Bell time is 5:30. A portion of the show's proceeds will go towards CFRC 101.9's annual funding drive. Follow the Independent Wrestling Academy on social media to get all the match announcements. Tickets are available at www.iwaacademy.com/tickets. It's going to be a snap back to Skeleton. Quick handoff and a wrap by the Gales as time continues to tick away. And realistically, the Lancers don't need to do much here besides burn away this clock. It's just about done and dusted. It's going to take a miracle, if we're being honest, as the Gales don't have many options.
They're going to use the last of their timeouts here to try to get something, but I don't think that they're going to get an opportunity.
No.
Do you know how many timeouts they have left, Zayden?
Considering that it's near impossible to tell when they've taken one, your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Well, they just burned one there to stop the clock with 29 seconds to go. So.
I do want
to
highlight once again for all of our listeners, we are broadcasting remotely for this one and only game. Every single other match for this entire season will be brought to you live from whichever away or home venue the game is taking place with at least a two-man booth. It's going to be a very, very fun season. And we'll talk a bit about that in the post-game show. So make sure you stay tuned for that because we've got a whole bunch of fun information that we'll be able to throw your way in regard to looking at the season ahead of us. Lancers breaking, 29 seconds to go here in this match, looking to stall as long as possible. They're going to hold. Queen's getting set. Skeleton getting set. Snap back. Quick handoff. Breaks free, goes through, and driven right down. Clock ticking right back away, and we'll see if the Gales go and have another timeout to try to burn this clock, as that's going to be a quick two and out.
And they do have time. They stop the clock with 25 seconds left. The Lancers were smart in handing it off to Zorn there, but he was unable to pick it up. And it looks like the Gales might be getting another shot.
We'll see. You're going to have to avoid your penalties, most importantly. That's the hardest part. It's so hard to avoid those penalties when you're thinking, I got to do whatever I can to get this done. So special teams for the Lancers. If they have a great punch here, and we are looking very, very good. Best case scenario, a punt block for the Gales. Lining up for it. Snap is good. Kick is good all the way down to the Gales' 48-yard line. And they're off to the races. Can they break free? Break through one. Break through two. Down right before the Gales' 50 at around the 47 with 25 seconds to go. We're going to see how many timeouts there are left. Can the Gales make magic happen? Timer's been moved down to 13 seconds now.
13 seconds. They're going to have to go about 55 yards to get down there.
Crazier
things have happened.
Not to mention the fact that they're going to have to hold off until, like, for that all of that time for the players to get set, send one skyward.
Yeah.
And then
they've got one, maybe two plays.
Contention from the Windsor coaching staff. Talking with the officials. I'm no professional lip reader, Adam. I think we need to hire one.
I do. I think we need a lip reader here. I would love to know what's going on in the conversation between the coaches and the officials.
It looks like there could have been a penalty being called. I'm trying to see what the setup is. Are we repeating the kick? I'm unsure why, but we are repeating the kick right now. There's still 13 seconds left on the OUA TV broadcast. I do not think this is correct. We should still be at that 25 seconds.
No, I think there was a penalty against the Gales.
I'm not sure, but we've snapped, and it looks like there was a handoff. The Gales are going to close things off with 6 seconds to go. They're going to be taking things from the Windsor's 53-yard. I am so confused. We've seen some massive cuts. That does not look like it was a replay. The Gales, 21 to 25, 6 seconds left from the Windsor, 46.
Dayton, what I do believe happened is that the Windsor coaching staff called timeout before the punt. I do not think they wanted to punt the ball.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that is probably why the clock was reset to 13 seconds and then they snapped it there.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they thought that it would be able to run down more of the clock, but the Gales will now have to go 48 yards in 6 seconds. Very much a one play Hail Mary kind of deal. Let's see if we can see some magic.
Can the Gales send ripples through the OUA starting in week one? Freakin calling a wait, making sure everyone's ready. Trips on the left-hand side. Snap back to Freakin. Waiting. Skies one up. All the way down. Under coverage. And there's no grab. It's incomplete. And that is it. That is all. The Windsor Lancers will take this game 21 to 25.
Hard-fought win by the Lancers. Gales gave it their all, though. That's a shame that that's how it's going to end, but
it's a tough one.
Yep. A good start to the season, though. Good start to the season.
This Windsor team is just incredible, Adam. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're proven that they were no fluke last year going 6-2. This team is the real deal because the Gales are a solid team, and as they line up for handshakes, I mean, the Gales gave it their all.
Well, I just want to quickly thank our fourth quarter sponsor. Thank you again to the Independent Wrestling Academy for sponsoring our fourth and final quarter of action. Founded in 2019, the IWA is one of Canada's best professional wrestling schools. Looking to learn the art of professional wrestling, look no further than the IWA. Follow them on social media to learn more about training and their upcoming event, Wrestling School of Rock. Thank you once again to IWA, and a quick word from them.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy is proud to present Wrestling School of Rock. This all-ages, family-friendly professional wrestling event will take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire at 82 Sydenham Street. Doors open at 5 p.m., bell time is 5:30. A portion of the proceeds will go towards CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive. Follow the Independent Wrestling Academy on social media to get all the talent and match announcements. Tickets are available at www.iwacademy.com/tickets. This is the Something in the Water postgame show live on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, Adam, it was a very hard fought battle today from your Queens Golden Gales, but they're going to fall just short to the Windsor Lancers. What are your initial thoughts, my friend? It was a tough one.
It was tough, and it's the first game of the season. They are matched up against a very strong Windsor Lancers team who have been on the rise the last few years. And I mean, we saw it last year with how good they were, and the Gales didn't treat them like an underdog. I could tell that they're very respectful of the Windsor team. They knew that they had strengths. And honestly, when we look at it, the strengths that we saw the Lancers having coming in were mainly their wide receiving core with Giovanni Cunningham, who was essentially, other than the one touchdown early on, did not get too many targets, and they kept the kicks away from him. But I think we all knew that this was going to be a defensive matchup, and we saw the defense for the Lancers get to Alex Vreeken a couple times, but we didn't see any sacks from the Queen's Gales, which I think is probably the most surprising thing I'm taking away from this game.
Yeah, the defense was contending. Windsor came prepared. And you can talk about it being an away game to start things off for the Gales, where they just were in a very tough position. And yeah, that's definitely part of it. It's a long drive from here in Kingston all the way down to Windsor. It's it's brutal. And I know the Gales aren't happy that they've had to do it 2 years in a row where they've had to go all the way down there. And especially not the result that they're looking for to open their season. But with every loss, there's opportunity for you to go and look and know exactly what you need to work on for next time.
Yeah, and it's a long season. There's going to be ups and downs, and I think that both teams realize this. I think that we saw a lot of good things from the Gales today. We saw that the offense was moving. I mean, a couple of times it got wiped out because of silly penalties. But, I mean, Vreeken looked good. I mean, other than the interceptions, but I think the interceptions were also just the amount of pressure that Windsor was able to bring from the defensive line. And then Robert Springer, who is my player of the game with three interceptions for the Lancers, was just incredible out there, making sure that nothing got by him. I think that the Gales are going to be able to bounce back next week. I think that this is going to be a very good learning curve for them. And I mean, I'm excited to see what the team does, but I mean, the Lancers look good and they are going to be a force to be reckoned with throughout the OUA again.
They definitely are. And so this was our first week of the season. And I want to quickly talk about our upcoming sort of season. I got to give a lot of props to the Windsor Lancers. They dominated a lot in that game. And the Gales, well, our defense, we had some very great moments. I think our defense player of the game is probably, for me, on the Gales side of things, going to be Justin Pace. I'm going Justin Pace for this one.
I would say so, yeah.
He was just all over the place. And we saw those line changes, position changes during the game. And I think this is a Gales roster where they still, training camp's not over. Camp is still continuing. Like, this is just a bump on the road in training camp that I think will only prompt them to work harder for this next week, leading all the way up until our next match on August 31st against the McMaster Marauders. And they're going to be coming to Kingston. That's our home opener, and that's going to be taking place at 6 o'clock next Saturday. Mark your calendars, get your tickets, or you know where to tune in right here. Or if you don't want to make it to the stadium or you don't have the ability to, come on into Something in the Water. Game is going to be playing up there on the speakers. Going to try to sync up to the OUA broadcast, see what we can get going in there. It's a really cool event, and it's the grand opening. You don't want to miss it. Not to mention the fact that you got that tri-color touchdown golden ale. It's quite nice. Or sorry, pale ale. It's going to be a really, really fun time, and I recommend getting on over to something in the water for that. But let's continue with that schedule. After that, September 7th, we have the York Lions. That's going to be taking place, once again, at home, and that kickoff is at 3 o'clock. Next up, we're away September 14th against the Ottawa Gigis. The Marauders and the York match are going to be a great test to see how the Gales are able to progress, but it is going to be tested when they go away to play the Ottawa Gigis, a team that has been historically close with them, where the last bit of the season last year, where we had to close them out in the last game of the season and then play them again for the first round of playoffs. And that very final game of the regular season was to determine seeding to the point with who was going to host that final playoff game. So the contention between these two teams has been